What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How often do you check in with your people? With Minted, turning your iPhone family photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
We're live from the official Music Hypebeast podcast studios. Music is the universal language of the world. Every day, people lean on music for inspiration, to get them through tough times, and to make them feel like they can take flight. Music captures the moments in our lives. I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hypebeast podcast, which is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami and is officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur, Kylo. Did I say it right?
Kylo.
Kylo. Okay.
Kylo.
Welcome to the big stage and welcome to the legendary Music Hypebeast podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in October.
It is. It's nice. The weather is nice and cool. It's getting there.
It is. It's still in the mid-70s here, so we're going to enjoy this last bit of nice weather that we have.
Absolutely. So before we dive into your interview, we are going to shout out Walmart for being one of our sponsors here at the 99.7 The Heat Miami radio station. All right, let's get started. So in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. You're in the thick of this race right now. Can you explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run?
I'm built for the long run because my music constantly evolves. With me, you're not going to get the same thing from song to song. And you're also going to get new ideas, things you never heard of, a meshing of various genres. One thing that was a compliment to me that someone's told me, multiple people have, is that I could tell when it's your song. So that means that I've carved out my own unique sound. So the biggest thing with me is I'm constantly evolving and trying to make my music better. I'm not satisfied with just staying in the same place, making the same songs.
Absolutely. You know, that is so great that you understand that, because sometimes that's what is meant for people to do, is to get into whatever their heart desires, whatever their gut is telling them. That, yes, this is what's lighting me up right now, and this is what's going to work. Just like you said, when you carved out your own section in the EDM genre, that's amazing, because it is hard to construct that type of beat without sounding the same in that genre. So that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of the music sounds the same, so it was really important for me to stand out and have my own unique sound, because there's nothing more that I hate than sounding like someone else.
And that's the beauty of tapping into your own self and being able to produce authenticity. I love it. So a lot of artists burn out, quit, or simply run out of money before their dreams come to fruition. So can you break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself and give us a snapshot of your mentality on your approach and some of your philosophies around that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because burnout is a thing. One thing that I do is I usually make music in bulk, meaning I'll make a bunch of songs maybe for 1 or 2 months and I'll have some on ice. And if I'm feeling burned out or like not in a creative space, I'll go and just DJ for like a month. I'll just mix new sounds. I'll make mashups. I'll just kind of have fun with it and kind of almost kind of like.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just, you know, for, you know, giggles, right? Just making music and mixing music and making like social media content. And then when I'm starting to feel it again, I'll go back into the lab and start creating and crafting a song again. So I think the big thing is to switch it up. Or if you're a little tight on funds, maybe make something just an instrumental and mix and master it yourself. That way you're not hiring a vocalist and stuff. There's ways around things so you're not burning yourself out and spending all your money. You just kind of have to find a schedule that kind of fits you and your budget as well as a creative schedule.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head with that one. Can you break down how your music touches people's souls and motivates them?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So a lot of my music, especially maybe from a few years ago, but even today, it's derived from real life experiences and things that I've gone through. I write hopeful music, but I also write very sad and dark music at times. I was actually a police officer for about 8.5 years. I more worked like 5 or 5.5, but I was on the, you know, with the department for 8.5. And I write about some of those things. And, you know, I've seen a lot of tragedy and a lot of horrible things in my life. So I put that in music as like, it's kind of cathartic for me and kind of a release. So my hope is when people listen to my music, they'll kind of feel that same release and have that same kind of moment and it be cathartic for them as well. And I've kind of found that with certain songs that people really attach themselves to and have sent me like, oh my God, like this is a great song. I love how it's written or whatever. I really relate to this song because sometimes music picks us up in those moments where we could either relate to the song or just, you know, like the feeling of the music. So yeah. That's pretty much my best way to answer that question.
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you for your service.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I bet you have lots of stories to tell and share.
Yes.
But on that note, I think some of our audience would love to listen to your record. So what is the name of the record that you have in rotation on 99.9 in the Heat Miami radio station? And can you explain like a 30-second explanation of the song concept.
Yeah. So the song I have is called Off My Mind. It's kind of like a dance, kind of chill house record. And this is more of just a laid back song about not being able to get someone off your mind. And, you know, just kind of a hum along song, I call it, where it's easy to just vibe to. And it's just a chill song. So it's definitely a fan favorite.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do right now is I'm going to play a little bit of Off My Mind.
Cool.
Oh, I absolutely
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. I really do truly love it though. I had when I was listening to it for the first time and I was taking a look at, you know, everything with your profile on Instagram, taking a listen to your Spotify and YouTube, and just checking out your brand and who you are. I was like, when I tuned into the song for the first time, I was like, wait a second, wait, is this the same person? And because I had to go find the song on YouTube. Because I created a little playlist that when I interview artists, I put their song in it. And
I was trying to find
your record on the YouTube, but on your actual page, I couldn't find the song. So I just Googled it really quick into YouTube. And I was like, oh yeah, it is. I was like, this is insane.
Thank you.
I just love your voice. It's just, I don't know. It's just,
well, it's not my voice. So yeah. But that's another thing.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hire vocalists. So you're going to get so many different like voices and stuff, which is really cool.
Okay, so what is it that exactly you do? Can you break down the audience on what is it that you do?
Yes. So I primarily produce music. I produce the music and I write the lyrics on most of my songs. Now, sometimes I'll call someone in to like a session guitarist or whatever to come help. I call in vocalists to sing my lyrics. Sometimes I'll do a cover song of something. And then at times I've called in like whole orchestras to play on a track. So I just, my music just, it has no bounds. So that's one of the coolest parts. But I do occasionally sing. I do occasionally.
Yeah. That is so cool. I love it. It's so unique, though. It's like, I just, like, you still create it.
Yes. So dope. Yes.
So, can you explain to the audience when you are performing and let's just say you are in a New York show, sold out, and, you know, the crowd's going crazy. How do you describe that moment and how does that make you feel?
Oh my gosh, that's like that's a euphoric moment. And the beautiful thing is like, it could be a sold out crowd or it could just be like a small like gathering or a small wedding or something. Like when the crowd is excited and amped up off what you're playing and the mix you're making, it is just like, it's just a euphoric moment. It's amazing. It's like, it's just a natural high feeling. It's yeah, and it's just like you, it's just like I'm having the time of my life when that happens.
Yeah, I love it because it's so upbeat and you're able to just get out, you know, whatever it is that you carved out into it, is it does set you apart from just the little bit of music that I found in the EDM genre, because there are, like I said earlier, there are a lot of the same sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah, exactly.
Can you explain how your audience responds to your music when they hear you maybe locally, like around town, or maybe just outside of your city, within your state?
Yeah. How they respond. Yeah, they receive it and they respond really well. They're usually pretty hyped and excited. And I get a lot of people looking for, who then look for my music on, you know, Spotify and different things, or start Shazamming my songs. That's another thing. Like, that's pretty cool when I look in and I see how many people Shazam my song, like 2,000, 3,000 people Shazammed one song. But yes, always, I'm always like, it's a very positive reaction and response.
That's awesome and amazing. You know, they always say that you never get recognized within your city, but I don't think that's very true. I mean, it really all depends, you know, on your vibe and what you're putting out there.
Exactly. Like, it depends, you know, it depends.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
There you go. There you go. Raise your frequency, right?
Absolutely, because it's the same everywhere. I think it's the same no matter where you go, because you still have your energy and you're still going to attract the same things you attracted even if you were in a different place.
Exactly.
As an indie artist and producer, you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every day, balancing your personal and spiritual life with your material life. All of that's very crucial. So from your perspective, can you describe the life of an indie artist and producer? How do you manage to balance both?
Wow. So it definitely changes because, right, I've been busier the last few weeks. So you really have to almost kind of give yourself a schedule and really stick to it, because you're doing everything. You're your own manager. You're your own promotional, you know, you're your own everything. I'm my own producer and writer. So I just kind of carve out days to, you know, today is a promotional day where I'm like interviews and doing videos and stuff. You know, tomorrow could be a production day where I work on new music. So that's the best way I can describe on managing it, is just setting yourself a schedule and just sticking to it.
Yes, absolutely. The music business comes with zero guarantees, no 401k, no health insurance, no sick pay.
Nothing.
Why in the world would you are willing to accept, you know, this high level risk?
So even before I retired, I was working on music, and I just think sometimes you are just born to do something. And since I was a kid, I've liked music and loved music. Singing in my church choir, and then my grandmother used to play Motown oldies. Like, I've just always loved music, and I just feel like that's what I was born to do. It's what I've always known through everything. So now I'm retired early, and I'm blessed enough to have a pension. So now I can really just go after it, you know, no holds barred. But I think just for the love of it is why I keep coming back to it and doing it. It's just part of me. I can't breathe without music. As cheesy as that sounds, that's just kind of what it is.
Absolutely, because when you're willing to, you know, accept a risk and, you know, you're betting on yourself, it's almost like, you know, you're juggling, you know, real life and your artist life. And it's like, well, man, this is my life. How can you really, you know, put them two into the category together? So that's how you know when you're dedicated and you're focused and you really want something, you're going to pursue that no matter the means, and you're going to have a plan. You're going to have things mapped out to the best of your ability. You're going to study and educate yourself so you know you're not taking any more risk out of the box than you need to by getting scammed. So
exactly.
Heading down the right path, because you really, really enjoy doing what you love every day and you're constantly evolving with it. So that's amazing. I love hearing that.
Yes. It's It's fantastic. It's just, I can't think of anything better to do than make music. It's just like the greatest thing in the world to me.
Can you describe a dark moment in your life when things could have taken a turn for the worse?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. While I was in law enforcement, that was kind of a really dark time. Like, there were so many, you know, I pretty much had like a near-death experience. You know, there's situations where, you know, I could have easily died. And it did create a lot of depression and like PTSD and that sort of thing. So I was really, really low. And I really had to kind of change and evolve up as I got out of that career. I started to change my focus and my whole attitude towards life. It was just like a whole sort of, you know, it was just kind of like just evolving, you know, just kind of becoming a new version of myself. So things definitely could have easily taken a turn in those years when I was doing that job, but I'm certainly glad that they didn't. But yeah, it was a heck of a ride. I'll say that.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your experience.
No problem.
On a more positive one, is there anything that influenced you, maybe stemming from your childhood? Because you said earlier that ever since you were younger, you really just wanted to, you know, do music, that influenced your decision to pursue your music career.
Oh, definitely. It was 100% my grandmother. Like, I grew up listening to, like I said, all the old, like Motown oldies hits, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, all that. I love that. Janet Jackson. And my grandmother told me when I was young, she was like, you know, you can do whatever you want. She's like, if you want to do music, you'll be great. I know you'll be great. You can do it. So that's really, I always think back to that. You know, she's unfortunately passed now, but I'll always remember her saying, like, you can do whatever you want. When people told me I couldn't do it, she would tell me, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want in this life. So for me, that's the big thing. That's kind of who was my biggest cheerleader, actually, coming up, before I was even good at making music. She was telling me I could do it.
Oh, well, you know, rest in peace to her beautiful soul. Because she's
absolutely
so right. She's so right. If you just, like I was saying earlier, and what now you just said, you know, if you just keep doing what you're doing and don't let nobody tell you otherwise and don't let nobody stop you, you can do whatever it is that your heart's desire and your soul's purpose is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on the current state of the music industry?
Man, it's really interesting because it's always changing. I think currently there's good things. I mean, one bad thing I'll say is like, it's like oversaturated. So you have to get through so much stuff. But one good thing is you have so much new talent. And with the additions of things like, right, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, artists can really take their careers into their own hands and blow up over seemingly overnight, right? So I think that's the cool thing about the music industry. And there seems to be no bounds on genres and mixing and matching and crossing over. You can do whatever you want. I've done country EDM. I've done orchestral EDM. I've done all sorts of things. Like, that's the beauty of the industry. It's just wide open.
I love that. I don't think I've ever heard of country EDM.
Yeah, it's one of the one of my top songs, actually. It's probably one of the songs, it might be my best written song, like my greatest piece of writing that I've done.
And it just took off?
I actually paired with a label on that one.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah. But I released it myself, then I redid it, and I paired with a label. And it's done very well. It's even gotten like Nightcore remixed. I don't know if you know what Nightcore is. It's when they like speed up songs a lot. So it's kind of like, yeah, it has a tie to like anime and stuff. Yeah, but people absolutely like love that song. So yeah, that's got its own kind of little cult following right now. So I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know what that was, but I didn't know that that was the terminology used for it.
Yes, yes, Nightcore. I just learned that too about a couple months ago.
Wow, okay, that's cool, because a lot of down south, like dirty down south music, speeds up their records. So that's, I'm used to hearing sped up records, so that's cool to know what that means.
Oh yeah, that's cool. I didn't know dirty down south did that. I'll have to I go down south sometimes, so I'll have to like tap into that next time I'm down there.
Yeah, for sure. Palm Beach is a good location to check out in the music scene for that. You can Palm go Beach. Right to YouTube and search. You know, I'll just send you it. I'll send you it. It's pretty cool. There's a couple of songs, so I'll send those to you.
Absolutely. I would love that.
What is one thing with the 3 months or 2.5 months left of 2024 that you want to improve on to become a better person and artist aiming to create generational wealth for you and your family?
One thing I want to improve on, I want to continue to improve my songs. Yeah, improve my songs, keep innovating, keep evolving the music. Also, DJing, keep improving my live shows. To me, you can always get better. There's no perfect artist. There's no, you know, that's why we always keep making music. That's why you see people 80 years old still releasing records, because there's always something you can do better and always something new you can create. So just looking to improve my live shows as a DJ, get out there more and then continue to improve my music. My music is night and day from, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. It's just, it's so much better every year.
Absolutely. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hypebeast podcast tonight?
You know, just talking about music in general, talking about the state of the industry and talking about how I craft my songs and stuff like that. Because usually I'm like typing because people will DM me or, you know, ask me questions online. So it's nice to actually talk and, you know, talk back and forth to a person instead of just like typing out answers to questions, because that's what I do like 99% of the time.
Yeah, they have a lot of blog like interviews out there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice to do a live one. You know, nothing wrong with a blog one, but it's nice to do a live one every now and again.
Absolutely. Can you spell your name, your artist name, letter by letter and slowly as it appears on the music streaming platform so that people can go stream you?
Yes. C-A-I-L-O. And is pronounced Kylo, or for my friends over in the UK, like to say Kalo, but I'm just glad you're talking about me, but it is pronounced Kylo. Even if you say it wrong, I won't be mad at you. I'm just glad my name's in your mouth.
And can you spell out your Instagram handle nice and slow, letter by letter, so people can go follow you?
Yes, it's C-A-I-L-O.
Okay, and would you like to announce anything you may have coming up? Any live shows, new music?
So I did just drop literally 2 new songs, an English and a Spanish version. It's like Latin house dance. It's called All Mine, and people really are seeming to enjoy that. Those are Latin house dance tracks. One's in English, one's in Spanish. Just dropped.
Okay, well, there you go. You got 3 records, people, that you can go stream right now. So we have another authentic episode in the books on the Music Hypebeast podcast tonight. Listen to the Music Hypebeast podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. It has been an honor and a very deeply insightful interview tonight. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your courage. It's all truly inspiring to anyone who believes in the power of pursuing their dreams. Thank you again for sharing your journey and passion on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. Always strive to improve yourself, avoid following the crowd, set your own trends, and prioritize results over hype. Peace.
See ya.